had to sit out the final 5 minutes, I think, of the first half. I think the first possession of the second half, I mean, you went right at the hoop. What's that like for you, like, when you're playing with foul trouble like that? Because, I mean, you looked very aggressive when you got back in there. Was that like, were you in a mode like, I need to take this game over?
In the second half?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I was just trying to make something happen because we weren't making anything happen in the second half early. So, you know, they were sort of extending their lead, and we need to do a better job of really getting out and really trying to get the lead within reach. And I think, you know, we did a solid job at some parts, and then another time we just weren't that good. So we got stuff to work on going forward in the NCAA tournament.
What do you guys focus on to regroup and get ready for the NCAA tournament?
You know, I think just coming together and having great pace on the offensive end, and then just buckling down and getting stops. You know, hopefully this bitter taste in our mouth will help us, you know, not have another bitter taste in our mouth in the NCAA tournament.
When you drop that pass to Abdul and Travis, was there any doubt in your mind that
down? No, not at all. I mean, the fact that he just hit a step back one, you know, I really was convinced that, you know, he was going to hit another one, and that doesn't discourage me from not going back to him again. You know, I mean, if he missed the last one, I still would have went to him. It was the right play, and I have full confidence that he's going to knock it in the next time I pass it to him.
What positives do you take as a team having some of those turnovers? You know, Buddy has a team he has, and you still are right there against, you know.
I mean, I don't want to take any positives. I'm not a moral victory type of guy. You know what I'm saying? We have some work to do to make a push in the NCAA tournament, and I think we're going to go home and work on those things for sure.
What was it like? I didn't get to see it, but I didn't get to hear it, but I saw you and Buddy doing that post-game interview on ESPN. Was that kind of closure thing for you guys? I mean, you've been in a lot of wars together.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was cool. You know, obviously I'm a little saltier, bitter about it that I was on the losing end and had to do that. But, you know, I think when you have such a good friend in this game of basketball, you know, whenever you can congratulate them and do something special like that, that was a special moment, you know, and I thought that was pretty cool that ESPN did that.
It's kind of rare in college basketball, too. I mean, the seniors, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got in Perry's in this league. Is it, I guess from a guy who watches the league, it's been kind of special this year watching all of you guys kind of go out together. What's it like playing against those guys, I guess, for the last time, assuming you don't meet up with them again?
Yeah, no, it's been really cool. It's been special, I'll say that. You know, it's been honestly a blessing, you know, to be around guys that, you know, have been here 4 years, know the experience, know the trials and tribulations of 4 years waiting your turn to be the guy. And I think it's special, and I got nothing but respect for a guy like that.
How do you turn the page now? I know that you told me yesterday that you weren't into that, oh, rest is good for us thing. But now, I mean, you've got about probably a week or 8 days. How do you, as a leader of this team, turn the page and get ready for the big dance?
Yeah, you know, I'm still not a big rest guy. You know, I'm sure guys will be getting in work when we get back. But I think the biggest thing for us is we just need to focus in on coming together in times of adversity and really pushing each other forward and instead of staying stagnant. And I think if we can push each other through adverse situations, we'll be better off in the future.
One final question for you. I hate to bring it up after a loss, but the UAB thing last year, I know how much it stung for you guys, and you talked all summer long about how it motivated you.
That's not going to happen again. Yeah, that's not happening again.
So. How did that fuel you guys this summer? I mean, I saw the tweets with the shirts off. You're all out running like you're awfully confident. What?
Yeah, no, you know, we're just focused on not letting a first-round team knock us out. And I think the biggest thing is with us is we're focused and we're ready to go. And, I mean, this stinks as a bump in the road, but we played a great team in Oklahoma, and we got to bounce back.